Shabbat Shalom. I was at a lunch recently when the host asked if we could invite any musician from now or any time in the past to join us, who would we choose? After a heated discussion, we settled in on a tie between John Lennon and Beethoven. This got me thinking about a tradition that we have at this time of year. Over Sukkot, many Jews engage in a practice called ushpizin, an Aramaic word that means guests. This practice is based on a teaching from the Zohar. On each night of Sukkot, we invite a biblical figure to join us in the sukkah, and we invite them with this traditional prayer. We read, "Sit, sit, you lofty guests. Sit, sit, you holy guests. Sit, sit, you guests of faith. We are inviting to the meal the lofty guests, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and David, and also Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca, Leah, Miriam, Abigail, and Esther. On each day, different biblical guests are singled out. Each guest symbolizes a characteristic that we are hoping to invite into our lives. For example, Abraham represents loving kindness, and Rebecca represents compassion. This custom might sound pretty strange. Are we supposed to really believe that these biblical characters might join us in our Sukkot? The answer is actually no. We don't expect them. But our sages teach that preparing for them to join us leads to two mitzvot, and that these mitzvot help us to cultivate joy. The first mitzvah, brought about through the practice of ushpizin, is very practical. If we prepare extra food, even for guests who won't actually be joining us, we'll have extra food ready for people who are in need of a good meal. We just spent Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur meditating on doing acts of teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah. On Sukkot, at this moment in our lives, we can easily offer tzedakah. Sukkot is a harvest holiday. It's a time of enjoying abundance, which is one of the reasons why it's called Zaman Simchatenu, the season, the time of our joy. Our texts teach us that in order to find joy in times of abundance, we must share what we have. They teach that if we keep everything to ourselves, the joy becomes robbed from us. And this is such a beautiful teaching. We must give some of what we have away in order to access joy. The Mishnah even goes further to say that tzedakah is such an important part of Jewish practice that if we don't share with those in need, we negate the meaning of the festival. We read, "Anyone who locks their doors and eats and drinks along with their family without giving anything to eat or drink to the poor and the desperate does not celebrate the holiday. They simply celebrate their own stomachs." Giving is a circular activity. When we give food, shelter, money, attention, and other forms of help to those in need, we uplift ourselves spiritually. We give ourselves the chance to grow in mind and in heart. We give ourselves the chance to gain new wisdom and new channels of compassion. As a result of this spiritual uplift, giving often leads to joy. The second mitzvah, brought about through the practice of ushpizin, is spiritual in nature. It helps us to focus on what wisdom we'd like to gain from the person who we are inviting. We are not really asking for a real, complex, multifaceted person to join us. Rather, we are inviting a fictional guest with the expressed desire of gaining inspiration from them. We encapsulate them into their most inspiring essence. In the case of traditional ushpizin, who are biblical, we may choose Rebecca because we want to bring more compassion into our lives. We want to learn from her. Perhaps at our luncheon, we agreed we would most like to invite John Lennon because We hoped to begin this new year thinking more creatively, outside the box, about how to come together right now to build a more peaceful world. Or maybe we settled on Beethoven because his resources were diminished, yet he was able to still find wonder, beauty, and creative spirit. Sukkot, tzedakah, joy, and wisdom are intrinsically connected. We grow in wisdom in the company of others because we learn from and inspire each other. Who would you like to learn from? Who inspires you? What lessons could you benefit from in this moment in your life? And what lessons do you have to share? We just finished Yom Kippur. We have done teshuvah for our misdeeds. On the heels of this experience, the sukkah serves as a symbol of our current emotional state. We have open hands, open hearts, open minds. May our acts of tzedakah, hospitality, and compassion lead to a season of spiritual uplift, gained wisdom, and joy. Shabbat Shalom.